Germany's foreign minister, Joschka Fischer, was in London yesterday elaborating his country's new vision for Europe. Though the Germans acknowledge their EU partners may be reluctant to accept what they want, which is a federated European Union. The plan would return some powers from the EU capital in Brussels to member nations and still strengthen the EU Parliament. NPR's Guy Raz reports from Berlin.
On the streets of Berlin, it's not hard to find Germans who are downright earnest when it comes to expressing enthusiasm for a federal Europe.
I think it's good because we need another pole against the USA.
The European community is a good thing, and the bigger it is, the greater.
I'm against nationalism anyway, so it's perhaps a good way to forget about the nation idea.
So it's no surprise that their leader, Gerhard Schröder, is trying to convince his European counterparts to take a giant leap of faith, one that might lead to a Europe that resembles something closer to the United States, a federation. And at a recent summit of European socialists, Schröder gave his comrades a taste of what they might expect.
Europe has gained weight on the world stage. Now, as European Social Democrats, we are well placed to make sure that our ideas shape the new century.
The idea that Schröder wants his left-leaning European colleagues to embrace is simple: to create a European Union modeled on Germany's federal system. In other words, a federation that would allow member states to make decisions that matter locally, like how to spend agriculture subsidies and education funds. The big picture issues, like defense and foreign affairs, would be decided by a strong executive body in Brussels. Franz Munterfering, Schröder's deputy in the German Social Democratic Party, is an architect of the plan.
Europe can only compete on an international level if we pull our potential. We do this by unifying our tax structure, our energy policy, and our foreign and security policies. It's in the best interests of Germany and other European countries to create some kind of united federation.
And a federation that could compete with the United States, not just economically, but politically as well.
What the European Union is aiming at is something like becoming the other big power.
Barbara Lippert is deputy director of the Institute of European Politics in Berlin. She says that Schröder's proposal marks the first high-profile plan for Europe that gets right to the point. Since 1993, when EU member states agreed to join into a single market, they've been busy sorting out a single currency and absorbing new members.
But now we reach a point where some think that we should really have a period of consolidation.
Consolidation that, according to Schröder's plan, would hand over power of the purse to the European Parliament, effectively making it a stronger body. Schröder insists that it would encourage a more active, enthusiastic European electorate, where Europeans would start to take more of an interest in what happens in Brussels. Again, Barbara Lippert.
We have this sort of estrangement between EU politics and institutions, what some call Brussels monster and this bureaucracy, and the ordinary citizens. And to close this gap is immensely important.
But as Schröder discovered earlier this month, closing that gap isn't so easy. British Prime Minister Tony Blair canceled a scheduled visit to Berlin after the plan was leaked. He said he couldn't make it. Blair faces an election next month, and according to recent polls in Britain, the electorate there fears the creation of a European superstate. French leaders, who stand to lose their fat chunk of EU subsidies under Schröder's plan, are also worried. A more powerful EU parliament, with proportional representation heavily favoring the Germans, could decide to allocate fewer funds to French farmers. But while the rest of Europe may be skeptical of the Schröder plan, Germans will likely take the lead in pushing for faster integration. Ingolf Pernice is a professor of European law at Berlin's Humboldt University.
Of course, in Germany, we have much more enthusiasm for Europe since, for historical reasons, the identification with Germany and its early history is not so easy. So Europe is much easier to identify with.
Other Europeans may prefer to hold on to their own identities. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.